Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Doug Tribou.
And we turn now to the latest in our series of conversations with members of the Massachusetts congressional delegation. There's a lot happening in Washington these days, including discussion of the nuclear deal with Iran as Congress tries to wrap up business before the August recess.
We spoke with Representative Michael Capuano earlier today about the heated debate over funding the nation's highways and the proposal to host the 2024 Summer Olympics in Boston. But first, I asked the congressman whether he would support the Iran nuclear agreement.
Well, I mean, I can't make a final decision until we've actually read the entire document and checked it with people, but I am strongly leaning in favor of doing it, and I expect that I will.
What are some of the reasons that you think you'll support it?
It boils down to one very simple thing. What are the alternatives? No one who opposes this proposal has come up with an alternative that really has any hope, at least in my estimation, any hope of succeeding, except for military action, and I am not ready to conduct military action. If we did, we would be alone. The world would not be with us. If we tried to, some people say, well, continue the sanctions. And if I thought that the rest of the world would help us continue the sanctions, and the rest of the world includes China and Russia and India and Japan and all of Europe, if they would come along to continue sanctions, I would absolutely agree that that's a better way to go. Again, I just do not believe it. They were part of this agreement, so that leaves us only with unilateral sanctions as an option. And unilateral sanctions from the United States and a country the size and location of Iran have no hope of succeeding, no record of succeeding anyplace else. They didn't even succeed at a tiny little country that's 90 miles to the south of our border named Cuba. We didn't bring them to the knees because the rest of the world did not share our contempt for the regime.
Some of your fellow Democrats and many Republicans have expressed concerns about the structure of the inspections, that there's a 24-day window before inspections begin. Do you have any concerns about those aspects of the agreement?
Sure, I do. I have concerns about several aspects of this agreement, but concerns don't necessarily lead to a no. Concerns mean that I wish they would be better, and if I thought we could get them stronger, I would do that. And that's part of what I have to do. In the next 60 days, I have to talk to some technical experts to have them inform me whether that type of notice is sufficient. Again, we're not talking about something that you can just hide in a desk and no one can find. We're talking about nuclear material. Even 24 days notice, they can't just hide it or move it, and as I understand it, in any way, then hide traces of it was here. Now, again, I'm not 100% sure that I'm right yet. That's the due diligence I have to do over the next 60 days.
Let's turn to another major issue on the docket for Congress, the highway funding bill that's set to expire later this month. You're a member of the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee. Yesterday, the House passed a measure to extend highway funding into December, hoping to get more time to come to a longer-term agreement. But Senate Leader Mitch McConnell's making moves that could keep the status quo while a larger debate about tax code plays out. What do you think could be done to resolve these funding issues, and do you think it will be done this year?
I do think that we're probably stuck with short-term extensions for a while. It is a stupid, short-sighted policy. The alternative is to have no highway bill, which means hundreds of thousands of people are thrown out of work. So for me, that's not a viable alternative.
According to the Congressional Budget Office, the federal government spent $96 billion on transportation infrastructure last year. When you adjust for inflation, that's 21% less than in 2002. Everyone seems to agree that there needs to be more funding. I guess the question is how to do it.
Exactly right. Even Ronald Reagan doubled the gas tax when he was in office, and he was known to be a great tax cutter.
So are you saying the gas tax needs to be increased? It's 18.3 cents a gallon. It hasn't been changed in more than two decades, and it's becoming less effective because of inflation, and now cars are getting more fuel efficient, so people are using less gas. Should other options for funding be on the table? It's like the states that rely on cigarette taxes. There's a diminishing return in the long run.
That's exactly the discussion we need to have. You cannot build or maintain the same amount of stuff now as you could on the same exact money, and not adjusted for inflation, but actually going down as you've described it. You can't do it. So we need more money into the system. There are a dozen ways, a dozen different proposals to do it, including raising the gas tax is one, but also there's some vehicle miles tax. You measure how many miles the vehicle goes. Honestly, anything that can get a majority vote, I would probably tend to support. This money is it goes directly into the Highway Trust Fund. It doesn't go into the general fund. We can't spend it for anything else. and those are good jobs. The money goes directly through the economy. And on top of that, I think everybody benefits from a good infrastructure. Roads and subways and sewer systems, I mean, they all have to be done. And for me, I think it's the best investment that we can make with our tax dollars, and every single American benefits from it. So for me, I have no personal animosity towards any way. If we can get a majority of people to say, no, I don't want a gas tax, I want to do a vehicle miles tax, I may not like it as much, but I'll vote for it because we need to get our infrastructure up to date.
An acquaintance of mine works for a large international company who deals in infrastructure projects. And I was talking with him and he said, I hate to say it, but our concern is that the thing that will move the needle is a real tragedy, a bridge that collapses, a dangerous situation because of some work that wasn't done. Are you worried about that being the thing that decides this debate?
Always worried about it, and we've had those tragedies. We've had bridges collapse a few years ago in Washington State. I had one in Minnesota not too long ago, on a superhighway. It happens, and you know, those tragedies are going to continue to happen, and they're going to get worse as time goes on. You know, I hope that's not the case, but again, if it is the case, then I look at it as a silver lining to another tragedy. I mean, there are good things that come out of bad tragedies on occasion.
Congressman Capuano, members of the U.S. Olympic Committee are in Boston today to meet with Boston 2024 officials about the bid to host the Games here. The plan right now calls for $765 million in state funds to upgrade public transit and roads and $1 billion in federal funding for security. You've said you've got some concerns about that. What are they?
Number one is I need to be sure that those numbers are real. You know, number two, there's no guarantee there's going to be any federal dollars. I've said from day one that I will support the request with everything I have for federal dollars for security purposes only. And those decisions will be made by Washington. They're not going to be made by local people. They'll be made by the Secret Service. As far as what the state wants to put up, that's up to them. If they want to put their money into the Olympics, that's fine. If it's these infrastructure projects, most of them are in my district, and they would benefit my district for many, many years. And they're all on the drawing boards. Now, whether the state actually has the cash to do them now, wanting to do something and having the cash to do it are two different things. I want an indoor pool with a nice little horse riding rink in my backyard in Somerville and all these other things. I don't have the cash to buy the house next door and knock it down to build that horse rink.
Well, part of your district is Boston, Somerville, Cambridge, Everett. What are you hearing from your constituents about the possibility?
The exact same thing. The exact same thing. I mean, everybody supports the general concept of the Olympics. Most everybody is willing to put up with the inconveniences that will be caused for a few weeks or even a few months. That's not the issue. But no one that I know thinks that it's a good investment of taxpayer dollars to support the Games. They say that they don't want tax dollars. But some of the numbers they've provided so far leave questions. They're not answered yet. And I think that's another problem. Is there are no details to these numbers. They just seem to be picked out of the air. I'm not saying they are, but I haven't seen any details. And I would argue that how am I supposed to make a decision as an individual, as a elected representative, or as anybody else without details? You know, right now, I think I don't have the exact number off the top of my head, but if I remember correctly, the claim was a cost of $170-odd million to build a 60,000-seat stadium. I don't know how to build a stadium. I don't know what it costs, but I've read about other stadiums around the country, and I've never heard one built for that little amount of money. But that doesn't mean it can't be. It just means, again, it raises a serious question.
Congressman Michael Capuano represents the 7th District of Massachusetts. Congressman, thanks for your time.
Always a pleasure.
And that's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Doug Tribou. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.